Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg dictating an endoscopy report on Alberta Bison, date of birth 9/9/1953, date of procedure February 14/2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg. Referring physician is Dr. Catherine Frank. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy, and cold biopsies. Indication is diarrhea, colorectal cancer screening. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding and infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as positive missing lesions, tissues, and malignancy, all explained to the patient. Period, the patient was brought to the endoscopy, placed in left lateral position. Sedator is per anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care period. A digital rectal exam is normal period or while lubricated Olympus video colonoscopes introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penicillar orifice, at least cecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examinations made of the cecum and the cecal valve, ascending colon. Hepatic flexure, transit colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, signal from the rectum period. A retroflexure is obtained at the rectum period. Bowel preparation was overall good with a Boston bowel prep score of 7,2-3-2. Period. Patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Boston bowel prep score was 7,2-3-2, graded as a good prep. Next time, the terminal ileum was not evaluated due to tortuosity of the colon and inability to traverse into this area. Next line. Random right and left colon biopsies were obtained to rule out microscopic colitis given the diarrhea. Next line, there was a diminutive cecal sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive sessile ascending colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive rectal sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. The colon overall was tortuous due to extensive diverticulosis noted throughout and narrowing at the left side of the colon. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were not bleeding. Next line, a clip was placed over the first biopsy site in the right colon due to active bleeding noted. After the clip was deployed, there was no evidence of any further bleeding or abnormality. Next line. Plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending PATH. Next line. Next line, follow-up in office is previously scheduled.